This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Second one, which all of us fail. Wadhkurullaha, what? Kathira, what is kathira? Plenty, what is plenty? I need you to think of dunya thing. Think of my daily life. What is something plenty? When you say, I drink a lot of coffee, right? Or I, whatever you, what does a lot mean? Is it one time? Two times? How many times? All the time. All the time. Right? And he says, remember Allah. Say Allah plenty. Why? This is amazing how the scholar, subhanAllah. But let us all think, because when we think, it's going to come to you. Why do I need to remember Allah and I'm scared to death? And I don't know what is the person in front of me will do, let alone for sure. Again, people of Gaza, for sure, everything external is saying there is no chance, right? But why do I need to remember Allah? The two. Wait. Stay steadfast and remember Allah plenty so you will be successful. I translate. But why? Are you with me? Basically, turn it around because this is how you learn this deen. What will the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, will do to me that will make me successful? How about this? I'm turning the question, right? So he said, you will be successful. La'allakum in the Quranic terminology is not you may be. It may be translated to you may be. But in the Quranic language, you will. It's for sure. Now the question, yani, what is the dhikr? Convince those that you say, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, Ya Rabbi, help, and they will stay strong. You and me, maybe, because we grew up on it. But convince somebody who was born, raised here, you say, Astaghfirullah, and you stay strong. Really? Why? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ I will gonna feel, verily, by the remembrance of Allah, the heart will reach serenity. But you can tell me, what is serenity has to do with me being successful? You're right, I'm trying to take you deeper, because once you understand the connection, the action will come right away, and it will become natural. In anything you are afraid, or worried, or unsure, or feeling anxious, or feeling unstable, the remembrance of Allah. They say the following, and this is from Imam Al-Qurtubi, which I really loved. I even put it. Number one, he said, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, any word, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah, use your word, use your language, doesn't matter. Number one, he said, when I and you are scared or anxious, which part of my body is scared? The heart. And this is exactly what it says. ذِكْرُهُ يُعِينُ عَلَى الثَّبَاتِ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ The remembrance of Allah, in general, help calm the heart because of the verse. Verily, with the remembrance of Allah, you feel calm. And I'll share with you something happened to me very recently in the weekend. Now, number two. So my heart is now calm, but nothing changed outside. See, I'm making you think, you're looking at me, it's like, what is she saying? Right? Because our problem, please forgive me, we just memorize things. We don't go deeper. It's when you go deeper, it's gonna have a profound effect on you, and you will have the yaqeen, the certainty. So he said, القلب لا يسكن عند اللقاء إلا بحركة اللسان. The heart will not stay calm and serene if the tongue is afraid. He's making the connections. Subhanallah. But if the tongue is calm, how is calm? By the remembrance of Allah, instead of saying, I can't do it, this is way too much, oh, you should see my heart. Now I'm very shaky. My heart is following shaky. versus if my tongue is saying astaghfirullah and I'm thinking of it, subhanallah, and I'm thinking of it. You know why? You may have doubt in what I am saying. Can I say it and you're going to show up next week? Because we don't do it. We don't do it. Where is the dhikr in our daily life? In our daily life, I haven't tried it. But if you tried it, wallahi and by Allah, and I've tried it 2 times. It's one time I was extremely sick in the plane when I was coming back, sick like a dog, right? And I had a fever and bone pain, and you're talking about international flight. So I maxed on the Tylenol. I can't take any more Tylenol. And I did not have ibuprofen. So I called the flight attendants and she said, I'm sorry, but the rules, we don't have it in the plane. And I do have it in my purse. She was very honest, but I can't give it. That's the rules. That's the rules. Okay. There is another 8 hours to get here. And the only thing I remembered, كم أجعل من صلاتي لك, how much of my time I keep it for your salah ala nabi. And the hadith came to my mind. تكفهمك. If you're going to do it all the way, your worries will be removed. And for the next 2 hours, I was doing only salah ala nabi. I don't have anything else left, nothing. So what happened? Did I feel better? No. Because I'm still having fever. But what happened? The nurse come, nope. The other flight attendant came to me and says, are you okay? I said, no, I am not. I just need ibuprofen. She looked at me and says, listen, I'm not supposed to give it to you, but I will give it to you. Wallahi, this is not someone told me the story. This is me. I took the 2 tablets. I was able to sleep. Once you sleep, alhamdulillah. And I remembered. This is what I was trying to tell you. When we know ala bi dhikri llahi tatma'innu al-qulub, ya, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts get serenity. But when did you practice it? In daily life. When you practice what you are learning, is gonna come to you when you really need it without even thinking. So that's what he's saying. He said, unless the tongue is calm but working, meaning with the remembrance of Allah, the heart will not be calm. And then look at the other one. Subhanallah. And amazing. And these scholars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, not remembrance of Allah by words, but remember what Allah will give you when you stay stand still. So when I am so afraid, again, going for interview, I have an exam, this is the exam time, you're giving the graduation ceremony, any of these things. If I remember, not the dhikr now, if I remember what is the reward when I struggle to stay calm, he is going to make me calm. That's the third meaning. Yani, you remember the reward of what you are doing, not waiting for the result. You think of the reward. And then he said here, he said, the proof is there is no excuse. And I want you today, if you left, learned nothing, just remember this plan, this sentence. He said, there is no excuse to not remember Allah. Okay, we all know that. But then he brought this verse from the Quran. He said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam told Sayyidina Zakaria, right? He said, رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةِ, Ya Allah, give me a sign. He said, your ayah, your sign, not to speak for the next 3 days. And then what did he tell him? لا. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةِ, قَالَ آيَتُكَ لَا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّةٍ, right? And then, I'm sorry, هذه في آل عمران, إِلَّا رَمْزَ, meaning use your hands and give signs. وبعدين, ah, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا. He told him, don't speak. Did you get it? When I was reading, he says, Allah, how many times I've read this verse? He told him, don't speak, yet remember Allah. If we all in this room, in our daily life, make the dhikr a practice. If I ask anyone in this room, What is the thing that we do it without even thinking? It's a habit. What is it? For the youth, check your phone million times a day. Right? Nobody texts you. لا بس انت you're checking. Right? True? طيب. For the not very young, but youth in heart. What is the thing we do it without even thinking? Your 9 o'clock coffee, your breakfast, right? Quickly getting up because you have to go to work. You don't think of it. You don't think of it. You need to go to work, right? That's habit. But for dhikr to come, what do I need to do? Put everywhere, in the car, in here, reminder, and you. Allah knows how much. That's the change. If it becomes part of my life, becomes natural. For example, many of us Muslim, walillahi alhamd, when we say something beautiful, what do we say? Subhanallah. Or when you are surprised, subhanallah. I didn't have to think. It just came, right? Or someone tells you, you did that, and say, astaghfirullah. Right? What is that? Natural. But how many of us doing nothing? And I say, alhamdulillah. I'm saying it. No reason to say it, but I'm saying it. Or for example, like subhanAllah, today I saw a turtle in the lake. And I just, it blew my brain because I haven't seen big ones. I've seen the small ones, like, you know, the children or the kids have it and a bit amazing. But this one was a big one sitting in the middle of the lake. And then I was looking and I say, salam alaikum. No, you do. You do, because all of them are in dhikr of Allah except us. La ilaha illallah. Wallahi. I said, assalamu alaikum. The turtle put out, I didn't know the color of the, like the limbs of the turtle. I haven't seen it. And the turtle put the limbs out. They're green. They're so much similar to a lizard. And I said, exactly. Subhanallah. So here we are back. The people of Gaza, now don't forget all this. When you speak to them, at least the one I saw, there is the Allah's word in between every 2 to 3 sentences. It's part of them. As I said, remember last week, I told you Quran is part of them. Quran is part of them. They have now in the tents, they send me pictures, recent, in the tents for Quran. Review, if you're a hafiz, if you're not a hafiz, hafiz. There's nobody does, let's come and read the Quran. They all read amazing.